Last week, we were talking about linear time, and I guess I'm very, well, one, I'm very fascinated by the whole concept. And I feel like I've had some experiences where I'm not experiencing regular linear Earth time. And then Helen knows my brother, and I feel like he is able to be in other dimensions and experiences different things along those lines. So I don't know, can you talk, how whatever comes up around that, I guess.
And so you are experiencing many different times. Your reality is focused through your intention and your consciousness. So there are times that you can get mesmerized, lost in movies and plays and daydreaming and an experience, even in laughter. So there are many times that you're not fully conscious and you experience time quite differently. You could be in pain, you could be in excitement, and time completely alters for you. And yet what you are speaking about is that you're not always fully grounded in this consciousness, in this dimension. And so this happens to many people at different times in your life. You have things like synchronistic events, coincidences, a knowing, a premonition, or sometimes something will happen and you'll feel like, oh, didn't I do that before? Most of us are aware, remember those things. Or something happens, you're in a place and you do this often in your cars. You'll be in a new location and you'll think, how did I get here? Was I paying attention? Where was I when I was driving? So you're all co-creating together the environment that you see. And there are many Tantra teachings on this, that things do not exist when you're not focused on them. And yet what you're specifically asking with your brother, and with the great artists, great scientists, great visionaries, great creative minds, they are jumping into different levels of consciousness. You can call it different dimensions or different levels of consciousness. An interesting thing that might be easier for your mind to perceive because you work with children is when you, children will yes you as though they understand you, and you know they're yesing adults that have no idea, they're just yesing, right? And yet a child will evolve into a consciousness of an adult and then understand things at many different levels. So kids in the beginning, they have no concept of time. That part of their brain has not developed fully. And so to them, a day, a month, a year, a week has very little meaning. And you'll find that you will go full circle. And so another way that you could imagine is people who are older, they pop in and out of this dimension, this consciousness often. Sometimes your elders will have perfect memory of earlier years and yet not know what happened that morning. That's practicing for the next dimension. You're all familiar with the dream state. In the dream state, you think something and it's there. And it makes perfect sense that you would be flying and popping here and popping there. Well, some of you, through much meditation, through clearing the density of emotion, the density of negative thought, the density of unforgiveness, the density of fear, in clearing all of that density, you tend to become lighter in your consciousness and you flip about in your mind. And so you find that most of your creative people seem very, the word that Helen uses most often is airy-fairy. And that is because they are not as dense in their thoughts. And you can always straighten up, get worried, go into grief. It will land you thick and heavy back in this dimension with time very, very slowly. Become happy, become filled with laughter. Or your brother, even when he doesn't seem to be on the same plane with others, who we are familiar with through Helen's visitation with him. He is physically, you believe you see him, and yet in his mind he's playing in many different arenas, are as many of the special children that you've witnessed. Mm-hmm. And so time will be whatever you perceive of it. And you can change your perceptions of time by changing the way you think about yourself, the way you think about life, the way you perceive your own experiences and your own emotions. And you also have different experiences of time depending on how much heaviness you put into your body. Depending on what you ingest can make time slow down, can make you feel heavier and more grounded, or can make you feel lighter and playing in other arenas. So it's very interesting that it is incredibly fluid. And isn't it quite interesting on your planet that you have time changes that not everybody acknowledges? Where does the extra time go?
Thank you.
You're welcome.